Built in 1854, the Angelo Dam in Monroe County first powered sawmills. It's gone unused since 1969. However, officials with Western Technical College hope to write a new chapter in the dam's history as the nation moves toward more renewable energy sources. Mike Pieper is Western's vice president of finance. He says the dam would produce enough electricity to power Western's Sparta campus. He says students will also benefit through training.
To give them a real-life scenario, they're working with real-live data that we can stream back from the dam and say, here it is, you know, what is the return on investment? Students just seem to react better when it's more real-life and hands-on.
Pieper says they're seeing a growing need to educate the labor force on renewable energy. Stephen Dorrit is a consultant from Westboro, Massachusetts, working on the $1 million project to refit the dam for hydroelectric power.
Green power is in demand now, and it will be for the distant future as well, based on what's going on in Copenhagen right now. And the whole concept, as envisioned by the school, is beneficial to everybody all the way around. And, of course, one of the things that it does do is it helps to reduce the cost not only today but also the increasing cost of electricity to the school and therefore the cost to the taxpayers of Wisconsin.
Dorrit says the dam would produce 1 million kilowatts a year, enough to power 167 homes each year. He says they're moving forward on licensing the project with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. That, Dorrit says, may take 6 months to a year. In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.